President Donald Trump continues today. Fiona Hill, a former White House Russian analyst, warned Republican lawmakers to stop pushing a fictional narrative that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 election.
Right now, Russia's security services and their proxies have geared up to repeat their interference in the 2020 election. We are running out of time to stop them. In the course of this investigation, I would ask that you please not promote politically driven falsehoods that so clearly advance Russian interests.
Lawmakers are also questioning David Holmes, a staffer from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. Holmes says he believes Ukrainian aid was tied to an investigation into one of Mr. Trump's political rivals.
My clear impression was that the security assistance hold was likely intended by the president either as an expression of dissatisfaction with Ukrainians who had not yet agreed to the Burisma-Biden investigation, or as an effort to increase the pressure on them to do so.
Before the testimony began, Republican David Nunes defended President Trump, saying the Democrat-led investigation is hurting the country.
Whether the Democrats reap the political benefit they want from this impeachment remains to be seen. But the damage they have done to this country will be long-lasting.
This is the fifth day of open hearings. Israel's attorney general has formally charged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a series of corruption scandals. The indictment charges Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. Iraqi security forces say three people died and 24 were wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government demonstrators and security forces. That brings the death toll for the day to seven. Earlier, four protesters were killed in fighting near two key bridges in Baghdad. U.S. stocks are down in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. China says it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States, despite President Trump's threat to impose more tariffs.